I could tell of the small shops, the miniature laboratories, the inadequate observatory, the heterogeneous assortment of books, which was both less and more than a library, the dozens of outbuildings. But these were not the haven. They were merely the least of its possessions. For Haggerhaven was not a material place at all, but a spiritual freedom. Its limits were only the limits of what its fellows could do or think or inquire. It was circumscribed only by the outside world, not by internal rules and taboos, competition or curriculum.